cousin one out the McBride. As we were walking down by the seaside, I mocked what followed and what did retire. Or it be an old Christmas morning. Out for recreation we went on a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Vamp, and a little wee drummer intending the camp. Are they being pleasant and charming? Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you, gentlemen, we did reply. Intending no harm, but meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I'll step in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife. All his debts without sorrow or strife, and he always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellas go dirty and mean and sip on thin gruel in the mow. Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose. And you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we're single and free, we take great delight in our own company. We have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we bought our own chance. For you'd have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh no, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and neither will take it from a slappy old brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And Arthur and I, we soon do our hides, we scarce give them time to dry their own blades. When a trusty shillelagh came over their heads, and bid them take that as fair warning. And their old rusty rapiers that hung by their sides, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take the mad devils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his bow, and we made a football of his rowdy down. Threw it in the tide, got a rock and a roll, and bid it a tedious returning. And we having no money paid them off in tax, we paid no respect to their two bloody backs, and we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly ask if they wanted recruits. For we were the lads who'd give them our clouts, and bid them look sharp in the morning. And one other McBride, as we were walking down by the seaside. Now Mockwood followed, and what did betide? For it being on Christmas morn.